good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, November 5th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the U.S. midterm elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
My view is that the Republicans are pro-business, so we are hoping that from that premise, they will look at developing more trade with Africa and then maybe work with the president on something which will be good for the expansion of African trade.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the U.S. midterm elections.
Republicans seized control of the U.S. Senate and were on track to control or have their grip on the House of Representatives and governorships. With the Republicans controlling both houses and the Democrats with only the White House, there's a call for bipartisanship.
But what are the takeaways for Zimbabwe and Africa in how to conduct elections? And for Zimbabwe, does this mean a real look at the so-called targeted sanctions?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjalo ke foito.
Konguka Gibbs nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve sarudzo dzemu America dzakaitwa nezuro. Tiri kuona kuti pamatare ose re Senate ne re House of Representatives Republicans ndo akabudirira, asi va Obama vachiri panyanga ku White House. Nekudaro parikunzi vanhu vanofanira kunge vachishanda pamwe chete, asi chiri kutaurwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda zviri muno muAmerica inyaya yekuti sarudzo dzinoitwa murunyararo pasina bata murefu bata mupfupi yatinomboona panoitwa sarudzo dzekuZimbabwe. Uye tataurawo navamutsvangwa vanhu vaivo mutevedzeri wegurukota rinoona nezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika vachiti varoda kuti nyaya dzezvirango dzinge dzichitaurwa nezvadzo. Gibbs
ivakambe zulu kandava ndingachona njani ndapi kona kona ngapo ngemakaya tina ngapa no Blessing siyaphila sibile kwamagama ye esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje ke lukhetho lwemelika lapha sibona khona ama-Republicans ephuma ke kuthiwa yi-sharpshoot aphume sibili athatha ke i-senate kwazobuya ukuthi khona ngale i-house of representatives baphinda banjalo nje bayibamba singeyabo singathi ke ama-democrats Blessing njengokutsho kwakho asebambe ke i-white house i-senate azibamba futhi
le-house of representatives
so kube sokubuya ama-democrats lokho esele i-white house lokho kuyahlupha kodwa abaningi bathi asebenzileni phela ndawonye yabantu kume njani.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the U.S. midterm elections. And we have, luckily, an in-studio guest that is Jim Malone. He's a senior political analyst here at VOA, a political guru, if we may use that term.
Thank you.
Gibbs, you can fire away.
Thank you so much. I know that you have been covering these elections for years and years. So give us an analysis of the outcome of the elections.
Sure. First of all, it's wonderful to be with you.
Thank you so much. The pleasure is ours.
very good memories of Zimbabwe from my past, from my past travels in Southern Africa. So it's great to be talking to people there and to try to maybe inform them a bit about what happened last night.
Exactly.
And I think we can visualize President Obama standing somewhere and someone pulling the rug out from under him. I think that'll give you the practical effect. This was a political blow. No doubt about it. Look, Mr. Obama is going for his last 2 years as president. Presidents at this stage in their careers and their terms, they want to shape their historical legacy. This is going to make it harder because he's got a new political reality to deal with now. And it's going to be difficult. He already was dealing with it. As you know, Republicans had control of the House of Representatives and basically were able to block a lot of things he wanted to do. He would block them. Now with control of the Senate, really, control of Congress is in the hands of the Republicans. They will certainly try to block him where they can. They will try to perhaps pick apart the health care law, which was his signature achievement. And they will also try to pass bills on their own, things that are of importance to their supporters. It may have to do with energy, taxes, budget cuts. It sets the stage probably for a lot of infighting, more gridlock in the next 2 years. And how will the world see that? Well, we'll find out.
But, you know, some analysts are saying that this election was a referendum on Obama himself. I mean, people in Africa can relate more to the issue of Ebola, for example. There are some analysts here who are saying that maybe, you know, people were not very sure how the Obama administration was handling the issue of Ebola. There's also the problem of ISIS. And, of course, the economy. How do you assess that, Jim?
It's all in that mix, and it's a great encapsulation of some of the concerns that voters had. Two things about voters. The exit polls, that's when you talk to voters when they come out, tell me why you voted, tell me why you're upset. They're upset about a lot of things, and it may not all be President Obama's fault, but unfortunately, if you're the incumbent president, they usually wind up taking it out on you, and that's what happened in this election. There are signs of the U.S. economy doing reasonably well, jobless numbers, economic growth. What Americans have been grappling with since the Great Recession of a few years ago is our economic future. People are worried. They don't think they're going to have the same future they knew when their parents were alive or that the kids are going to have. So that's a real concern. You mentioned Ebola, which has become a bit of an issue. It broke late in the campaign. And what Ebola manifested to American voters was, this is a test for the Obama presidency. How are you handling this? Are you making us safe, et cetera? So that's how that played in. And then, of course, you have ISIL, the ISIS business in the Middle East. Also a matter of concern because we saw the decapitations, these horrible things, makes Americans sort of uneasy. So all of this leading to an unpopular president at the moment. This is what happens in a midterm election. Boy, pow. They really landed on him with a big thump. And now Republicans, you know, sure, what is President Obama going to do now? That's a question. But also, what are Republicans going to do? Are they just going to obstruct or are they going to look for ways to compromise?
Bipartisanship, that's where it comes in.
And then maybe talking about Africa, are the Republicans going to be any way different to what Mr. Obama has been doing? Or maybe they'll actually have something for Africa and Zimbabwe?
Anything? I think we'll have to see how that develops. And certainly you guys have been following even developments in Congress and the administration, how they are dealing with African countries, how they are dealing with the continent as a whole. I mean, we all know the story that Obama comes from Africa. I mean, his father and so forth from Kenya. There's such a huge African connection. And I also know that in some quarters, there's been a sense of disappointment that there hasn't been more attention paid in terms of U.S. policies and so forth. So that's there. You know, we're going to have more conservatives having a role in Congress. They're going to be committee chairmen in the Senate now, people like John McCain, who want to be very tough on ISIL. So there's going to be a focus there on Ukraine and the Russians. It could also lead to, you know, maybe more of a focus on some human rights issues in Africa, although certainly Democrats haven't been shy about raising those things either. So it'll probably be incremental change, if at all. And I think a lot of the focus will be on security both at home and abroad, and particularly this threat in the Middle East. You will see a lot of more prominent Republicans now who have greater roles of authority in the Senate speaking up. So that mm-hmm. could affect U.S. foreign policy moving ahead.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And let's just talk about American democracy, the checks and balances, sure. because as you know, in most African countries, the president is all-powerful. There's still the big man mentality that, right. You know, the president is Mr. Know-it-all. Just tell us the dynamics between the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. How do they balance each other out so that there's this democracy in America?
You know, sometimes I wonder what the world thinks of our electoral process. And mm-hmm. there's so much money spent, and mm-hmm. so much mm-hmm. of it is on television.
Interesting.
These people mm-hmm. are talking endlessly, right? Mm-hmm. And there's no end to the campaigns, right? Mm-hmm. For example, the 2016 presidential campaign, do you know when it started?
Yeah, it
this
is
morning.
When it started.
Okay. So we get that. But here's the thing. At its root, the essence of American democracy is the politicians still are very mindful of the voters. Mm-hmm. They are trying to pay attention because they know they can be thrown out. And mm-hmm. we saw some of that last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there is an accountability here. It's messy. Mm-hmm. It's confusing, I think, especially mm-hmm. to folks overseas sometimes. They don't quite understand it all. But this election was rather simple in the sense that the Republicans succeeded mm-hmm. in nationalizing the election. They made it about mm-hmm. Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. He's not in a good place right now. Therefore, the Democrats suffered. Mm-hmm. Now, moving ahead in 2016, it will be a different election year. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats hope their normal coalition of younger people, minorities, mm-hmm. More women voters, Hispanic voters, Asian Americans, mm-hmm. will turn out to vote. That's what carried Obama
yeah.
to two presidential elections.
Victories, yeah.
But in these midterm congressional years, Republicans seem to have a mm-hmm. turnout advantage.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So most probably you want to rush. And the last question is, Mr. Obama is not the first one to face such kind of
That's
challenge.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
give us your kind of, you know.
You know, sometimes we, you know, we speculate and we over-anticipate what's going to happen. There's a lot of gloom and doom now. Oh, they're going to be gridlock. They'll never agree on anything. Look what's happened the last few years. Sometimes you don't know what circumstances can present. Sometimes there could be opportunities for agreement. There's been some talk of perhaps improving the tax structure, tax reform here in the United States, which is a big issue. Trade. Mm-hmm. Investment trade, and you know, who knows, mm-hmm. some of that could involve more trade with African countries.
Yeah.
So that's something to keep an eye on. So there's that. And if you look back when Bill Clinton, you know, faced this kind of problem, mm-hmm. he was able to rebound and get some things done. Ronald mm-hmm. Reagan, a Republican, suffered mm-hmm. second term losses, but he was also to open up some more negotiations with the Soviets on. So it's hard to say. Let's see how it plays out. Mm-hmm. Both parties have a stake in cooperation. But our polarized politics means they also must pay very close attention to their base and their parties. Mm-hmm. You guys know this from covering Africa anyway.
Indeed.
You got to take care of the folks at home first. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who get you there.
Yeah.
So sometimes reaching out is too risky, right?
Yeah.
So, but let's see. But one thing out of the election returns mm-hmm. also, Americans do want the parties to work together. They want the president and the Congress to find a way to work together. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We know that's there. Whether they can do it, another great test of our democracy.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Jim, for your brilliant analysis and setting the pace. I think the discussion from now will be richer with that background, of course.
Well, thank you for the questions, and it's great being with you guys.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to be inviting you again.
I hope to come back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim.
And, of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the U.S. midterm elections. And, of course, the Republicans manage to secure the Senate yesterday, Gibbs.
Yabambe simzwile lapha ke umnumzana uJim Maloney ongu senior political analyst Voice of America kuna ngapha eWashington. Yeye uyakhuluma lapha ke uthi wenxa yama Republicans angatshintsha okunye kungaba khona ongaba khona like okwenziwa ngumnumzana uBill Clinton. Uyakhuluma sibe sithi umnumzana uBill Clinton wayenelisa ukuthi azame ukuthi ahlanganise okuningi ngeblessing. Kuze buya ke nxa sesikhangela futhi umnumzana uRonald Reagan. Laye walwisa wacina iqukaxa into eziningi eziyeSoviet Union. Yacinisiwa khonaphana kodwa ayikwenzayo ukuthiwa kuyasebenza. So nxa sekhuluma ke umnumzana uMaloney uthi abantu beAmerika bafuna ukuthi kube lani nokubambana abantu bekhulumisana ababandla lawa. Nxa ngakhulumisana then kungalunga. kungalunga sibili so ke sibona ngazani hayi kungani kuya kuyahamba kahle ke mfowethu
onguka tanzwa apo kubva kuna Jim Malone no nyanzvi munyadzi zvematongerwe enyika muno pano pa Voice of America achitaura iye nezve zvinoreva sarudzo dzakaitwa nezuro dzeSenate idzo dzakakwanisa kunge dzichikundwa nema Republicans avo kunge achitora dare reSenate Gibbs.
Joining us right now is one of our second guests, and that is Tokozani Tokozile Mkwananzi. Tokozile Mkwananzi is a Zimbabwean living in USA. Good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for having me on the program.
Thank you for joining us. Blessing, I think you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, Tokozile, you were following what is. Or what happened last night and also the campaign period, which is very important because, you know, in some African countries, Zimbabwe included, I mean, the campaign period is actually very dangerous. People lose lives. There's a lot of violence. What are the takeaways from what happened during this midterm election?
Well, I think for me, it speaks really to the kind of country that the U.S. is, you know, the level of democracy that has, that the country has, the ability for people to be able to speak their minds and to be able to express themselves. Whether the expression is accurate or inaccurate, you know, that's another, you know, discussion, certainly. But, you know, the fact that, you know, people were able to, you know, campaign and they were able to advertise and the media, of course, played a good role in terms of, you know, creating that balance, you know, where if you had the money, you could at least, you know, pay for the commercials that you wanted, the address that you wanted, so you could convey the message that you wanted. And certainly the people had a chance to make their decision, and they made their decision last night.
Yeah, ngasukangeleke siyakhuluma ngesintu lapho ukuthi amaZimbabweans angafundani ngokhetho lolu.
Well, into eqhathekileyo, of course, ukuthi sibe ngabantu abangani bahloniphana. You know, sibona ukuthi khona singalalela njani abanye abantu nxa kuyukuthi ba express ama opinions abo. And njalo ukuthi sikhangele ama candidates not ngokuthi umuntu uvela kuyiphi tribe kumbe umuntu ukhuluma luphu ulokhuzeni i language enjani. But I think it's all about accomplishments and what anyone is able to do for the country. I think that should be the basis in terms of ukuthi nxa kuthi we are electing people, we should really elect them based on their qualifications and their ability to be able to serve a country. That is what is important. And nxa kuyukuthi thina Zimbabwe, singayifunda leyo ndaba. It doesn't matter what language you speak. It doesn't matter what culture you're from. It doesn't matter what tribe you're from. But if someone is able to deliver the goods that the country is looking for, I think that's what we should be voting people for.
And you are talking about the media and that if you have got money, you can, of course, advertise yourself and do all sorts of things. But these elections are becoming expensive, right, Tokozi?
They are. They are very expensive. But you also have to look at it from the perspective, you know, that when people know that you have a product and that you have a service that you can offer the country, they are willing to invest in that individual. They are willing to pour the money. You know, some of the candidates did not necessarily have the money that you and I probably would want them to have. But what happened? They got the support network that was able to deposit those funds that were necessary for them to have the effective campaigns that they had. So it's all about delivery, right? Yeah. You know, when a product is good, people are willing to put money into it. And I think that's what we saw in these elections.
I think that is a very, very important point there. I mean, to just translate for the benefit of our Shona listeners, what Tokozile is saying is, kana paine kuti uite ungo uchisarudzwa muno muAmerica zvinenge zvakuti dure handiti Gibbs panodiwa mari yakawanda yekuti ungo uchikwanisa ungo uchiadvertiser asi semataurirwo ari kuitwa naTete Tokozile kana vanhu vaona kuti une zvauinazvo zvaunokwanisa kuti unge uchiita vanokwanisa kuti vakupe mari. Nekudaro unokwanisa kuti nyango unogona ngori murombo asi pfungwa dzako maideas ako ndo anoita kuti unge uchikwanisa kuti ubatsirwe nevamwe munyaya yekutsvaga rutsigiro.
I think we are joined by a third guest who is based in Bulawayo. That is Mr. Mel Dube, a political analyst and is the acting Bulawayo agenda director. Mr. Dube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, listeners. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. What can you say about the elections, deep down from Bulawayo?
I think the first point is that generally, I think these the Americans themselves have a right to choose their leaders, and they've expressed themselves under no duress at all from what we know. And it's important for a leading democracy to sort of show the world that democracy is a living concept. It's something that can still be achieved. And I think all nations that have unreasonable leadership should aspire some kind of level of that kind of maturity.
Mm-hmm. And earlier on, we talked to Zimbabwe's Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs, Honorable Chris Mutsvangwa, and you were saying that maybe with the Republicans controlling the Senate, this might be the time to talk about the targeted sanctions. What is your take on this?
Yes, targeted sanctions, there could be a chance, of course, of talking about those targeted sanctions. But what has to be remembered is that when Obama came into power, he took over from Republicans, and Republicans didn't take kindly to any human rights abuses by ZANU-PF. So if they think that Republicans will smile and say all sanctions are gone and we're changing all our policies vis-a-vis Zimbabwe, I think they are dreaming, and they should get real, because that is not true. It's not going to happen overnight. Those things will not change. They have to change themselves, their stance and their attitudes and their human rights record, and then the world can recognize them. I don't see it happening.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the Republicans. Now, are they going to handle Zimbabwean matters differently from Democrats, if you look at the Senate?
You know, when I really look at the Republican agenda, for me, the economy, I think, is the most important aspect, to the extent that if Zimbabwe would make the right economic decisions for the country, I would say at that point, maybe we could see a different response from the Republican Party, in my mind. Because the economy is really key. Even in their decisions, when you look at even the elections, you know, the economy, I think, was really one of the top, you know, issues that people were voting for. And I would think that the Zimbabwean government, I think, needs to come to a point where they start making decisions that will really benefit the masses and not necessarily individuals. And I think once those policies are in place, you know, that are attractive to foreign investment, I would think that the Republican Party would take a different position towards Zimbabwe.
Let's go to Meli. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Let's talk about debates, because one of the things that we saw the Americans doing is they will bring the competing candidates on stage, and then they will discuss issues. I remember at one time the late Vice President Simon Muzenda, may his soul rest in peace. But he said in Mashingo at one time, even if ZANU-PF fields a baboon or a donkey, you must vote for that baboon or a donkey. You know, it was really not issues-based. Is this not something that needs to be done? I saw you were trying to do that in the last elections in Zimbabwe, trying to bring politicians together to talk about issues, to debate. Is that not the way to go?
That is definitely the way to go. I think my sister spoke well that, you know, in Zimbabwe, it's about the individuals. It's not about the greater good. And also, there is still that continuity of sort of using the state apparatus for the benefit of just individuals and a few. So, honestly, we're not at the level of talking about issues that affect the generality of our people. And in all honesty, that's why all our elections will not matter, because those individuals have to win, come hail, come thunder, come whatsoever. So it is not about the quality of the candidate. It is not about quality decisions when it comes to the management of the economy. It is not about the greater good. It is about the individuals. And all systems have been put and designed in order to perpetuate individualism, egocentrism, selfishness, and sectoral interest of just a few elites that are running the country.
Thank you so much, Meli. And of course, we want to take this opportunity to thank our in-studio guest, Tokozile Mkwananzi. Toko, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the U.S. midterm elections. And we have many in-studio guests today. Of course, first we had Jim Malone, Senior Political Analyst, VOA, and Tokozile Mkwananzi, a Zimbabwean living in the U.S. And we are lucky. We are also being joined by another Zimbabwean based here in the U.S. That is Aleta Muzorewa. Tinokutambira nemufaro pa Studio 7.
Aiwa tinofara kunge tiri pano.
Mhm. Muri kuonawo sei mafambiro akaita sarudzo dza nezuro ne zvatingadzidzewo sevana veZimbabwe.
Funny you should ask mubvunze iwoyo nepamusana pekuti madeko pandakaenda kunovota. Ndakatambirwa nemuRepublican nemuDemocrat vakandipa their ballot samples. And when I went in to vote, voted my choice, coming back out. Ndikavatenda ndikati izvi hazvikwaniko kwandinobva. Tendai kuti munogara munyika inorespecta the different positions. Ndakabatwa pamoyo, knowing kuti these are different people of different partisanship. And yet they were sitting side by side, chatting in between voters walking in. That was impressive. It could not have been more peaceful than that.
Yeah.
Do you think Zimbabweans can, you know, take a leaf out of that and use it, or is just something that can never happen?
Absolutely. We are learners. We learn. Zimbabweans learn. And that's something that I don't see how difficult that could be to implement. We are naturally very good people. And I don't think much of what is going on right now is at the heart of who Zimbabweans are. And let's not make a mistake about that. It is not how Zimbabweans truly are. I think that Zimbabweans have a capacity in them to really to get along side by side, provided the leadership is encouraging of that.
Indeed, indeed. Because, for example, if you look into the Nkomo family, the late Vice President John Nkomo was the Vice President, and he was a member of ZANU-PF. And his brother, Samuel Sipepa Nkomo, was in the opposition, and there have also been a lot of intermarriages. So it's not something that is beyond Zimbabweans. But the problem is sometimes politicians, because they want to be elected, they use that, and then people end up fighting and, you know, doing all sorts of things. You said you were voting. That was the electronic method, right? How does it go?
Fairly quickly. I actually got my, you know, sample ballots, which I didn't need, made my selections, slipped it right through, and in 2 seconds, everything was done, and I walked out.
No glitches at all.
No glitches at all.
And Zimbabweans usually complain about rigging. Any chances of rigging? Somebody will say, oh, the Republicans rigged.
Well,
no chance.
I doubt that very much. I think that you know, America has spoken. And this is the balance of power that we talk about, and when it happens, we complain about it. You know, this is really a shift in balance, and we get that. I don't. I'm not surprised about what happened last night personally, because this is how the United States works. And I think your guest earlier on, you know, talked about that as well. This is something that, you know, when you have one party in power for a minute, the next the other party comes in and, you know, just shifts the balance a little bit.
Do you see Zimbabwe going that way in the future?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm very hopeful. I'm very hopeful. Change in leadership will change a lot of things. And that's coming too. You know, it's you know, it's inevitable.
Yeah, like they say, politicians like diapers, both need constant changing, and both for the same reasons.
Maybe not so constant in our situation, but it's all right. We'll get there.
Of course, for our radio listeners, we are actually streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, stay tuned, Zimbabwean. Mr. Meli Dube, stay on the line.